Hello, friends. It's that time again. It's the Church Online Podcast. I am excited today because we're going to, I always say we're going to nerd out on these episodes, but I feel like today I'm going to deliver on the promise. I've got my good friend Barbara sitting next to me across the screen. Welcome to the show, Barbara. So let's just do some housekeeping first. You and I have been friends for several years. I think I first met you in I don't even remember what the year, maybe 2016 or something, at Catalyst Conference. I don't know if you remember. And then
that's
a couple
right.
other conferences,
yep.
et cetera. And you run a digital agency similar to mine and helping ministries, nonprofits, churches, everybody get better at what they do. I love your heart for the gospel. Why don't you share with us a little bit about what you do and this whole new venture that you've come out with a bang, with Accidental Communicator and everything like that.
Agency is mostly dedicated to branding and communication. So we try to help. I was accidentally put into this role many, many years ago. And the difference was I was just a few years ahead of most of them. It wasn't much of a difference as much as like, you know.
But I know that you have been mentoring and you've been coaching and you've been really consulting a lot of churches in the right direction. So it's been great to watch from the sidelines here. This thing that you call Accidental Communicator, I think is so true. While there are people that have gone through formal processes of learning communication strategy, marketing, advertising, direct mail, etc., so many people in the church role just end up there accidentally. And I love that moniker, the Accidental Church Communicator. Now, this fall or this season, you are actually doing something that I think everyone has been waiting for across the board for so many different things. And that's an in-person event or just a gathering of peers together for communicators. And then you've got a really different spin on it. So first, you've got a conference that's coming up in the fall, right? You have a conference that's in Charlotte, North Carolina, correct? When is that conference? Give us some details about that one first.
Sounds good. Well, that one is in Charlotte, October 18 and 19. And I think the piece you don't know yet about is that we're probably going to do it in a barn. Like, we're trying to get away from the stages and the big church buildings. And it kind of unexpected happened that way. And I'm embracing it. I'm just going for it. The core for the conference is for the community part of it, for us to actually get conversations going. And so if you remove the stage, it facilitates that a little bit. Because otherwise there's this separation of, you know, who's speaking and who's just listening. And we all talk about conferences and we all bring materials back home and things that we learn and ideas that we have. But I want people to at least leave with a couple of connections they've made. We want to share meals. We're going to have big tables. We're going to be able to really engage at a different level. So some people are arguing with me saying, that's not a conference, Barbara. That's a retreat. I want to still call it a conference. So we're just going to do whatever we want and hope people have fun. But that's the idea behind it is to gather people in the same space again, with, again, this idea of sharing a meal together, learning from one another more than just listening to the celebrity on the stage, if that makes sense.
I love that. Yeah. I love the barn idea. It definitely is. Hey, Jesus started in a barn. We might as well bring it full circle.
That. I know.
Okay. So that's a traditional or non-traditional gathering in person in Charlotte, October 18th and 19th.
That's right.
And you can get tickets at the website. Before I move on, why don't we share what's the website URL that everyone needs to go to today, right now?
Yes, it's churchcommunicatorconference.com.
Churchcommunicatorconference.com. It'll be in the show notes as well. Now, this is what I love about you, Barbara, is because you're always creative, and this is like a 1-2 punch. We're going in reverse. So October 18th and 19th is the second event. There's actually another event that precedes it in the upcoming weeks right now in August. So it's a couple weeks away from where we're recording right now. Tell us a little bit about that event and more importantly, the location. Where are we going to meet for that event?
Right. So we will meet in person but not quite. So we're meeting in the metaverse. That's the location of the event. The conversations are not about the metaverse. There's a chance that that might come up, but the content and the presentations, the connections is all around church communications. So we will continue on the topic. We're just changing locations. The metaverse is a place that I have, again, it's kind of funny. Everything is kind of accidental. And I look back and I wonder, was that really accidental? But my kid asked me for advice back in 2020 for Christmas. And I thought, okay, this is just the next whatever gaming thing they want. And, you know, kind of bought him the device and I had to set it up because I needed a Facebook account. And then, well, I had to keep it because it was awesome. So I had to buy my kid another one because that became mine. And now he doesn't have a Christmas gift anymore. And, you know, during 2021, I really got into it. I think out of the need for community, the way that it created a new space, especially going through the lockdowns and all of that. So it created a place for me to find community that I didn't really have at my physical location. So it just went from there. Like, well, how about my tribe? Like all of these church communicators that I engage with, we don't have to actually travel. There's an opportunity for us to meet some semi in person where there are real conversations, where there's real, I don't know, some sort of presence without the need to just be on yet another Zoom call. You know, Zoom fatigue is real. We've all been through quite a few online summits. I absolutely love them. I think they've created an amazing opportunity to get the content without the travel. But now we're ready for more and that's what I want to do. So.
Love it. So it's combining VR, it's combining live streaming, it's combining community and conversations. It's combining so many different things. I think if we are in this digital space as a practitioner, this is a great excuse to actually try out virtual reality, see what metaverse is really about. Now, there are people, before people tune out, there are people that actually have never been in in the metaverse or have never gone and used VR. What are you doing to accommodate those people? How, if someone doesn't have a headset right now, is it possible for them to join? How do they join or what are the options?
Yeah. Well, there's a few options. We have the 2D version. It really looks and behaves like a game. So if you've played any sort of game, first person type game, it looks exactly like that, where you are a specific character, you can circulate, you can move around. The closer you are to something, you can interact and talk to that. If it's a person, you can talk to that person. And the further away you are, you know, the conversation is more real. And so you can attend on your desktop by participating in this as a game. You basically would have your own avatar. So you would circulate as your own avatar. You'd have your avatar name. You can customize it just like you would do in a game. But then you would attend the conference there. Now, there are a few limitations. I know that for the Mac computers, the version is still in beta, but you have it available on Steam. So if you're a gamer, Steam is one of the platforms that you can download it from. There's PC for sure. And then I know Mac is on beta. We have tested on the Mac. It works. You're not going to miss on the experience. I think it's just a few features that are missing there. If you don't have a device and you want to actually join the conference with a device, we have a couple of tickets available where we will ship you the headset. So if you get the premium or the VIP, you have a few other perks, but one of them is to receive a headset that will ship to you. Recommendation, don't get it a day before the conference. There's a lot of customization that needs to happen. You need to make sure you can adjust yourself to being with the VR. Yeah, so just take that time, allow yourself a couple of days to play with the actual device and feel comfortable. So probably better to do it sooner than later, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Are you going to use Altspace or what?
Yes, we're going to be on Altspace VR. That's the app that people would use. So it requires a Microsoft account. If you don't have one, just get one for this purpose. But many of us already have some sort of a live or old Hotmail account that will be enough for this.
And, Altspace is one of the larger worlds right now, right, for VR?
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're not familiar with the metaverse, first, let's define it very quickly. It's like the internet or the cloud. It's not a real thing. It's just a thing you go to, right? So when we think about the cloud, there's not a literal cloud we upload things to. And so when it comes to the metaverse, it's simply any experience you have in virtual reality. So Outspace VR is the one that has probably the most options. There's all sorts of events, churches that you can find in Outspace VR. So once you create an account, you'll actually see a list of events. For this one, you would need an access code. So it's not open to the public. We definitely don't want anybody there that does not belong. So we need to make sure you are who you say you are. And because you have avatars and you know, specific usernames, display names, then we need to really confirm that it is you before you go in. So there's a little bit of security there, but you can circulate in all of the other expressions that are available in Altspace VR even before and after the conference for sure. Yeah,
love it. And then is there going to be, well, first of all, if you have a headset, price is, how much is the price?
I know, between 300 and 400, but they're going up in price supposedly now in the month of August. So they're going up to $400 and $500 respectively. So, yeah. Right.
So if you need one, Arbor's team will send you one. You could always get one on your on the side. If you happen to have one already, I believe access is completely free, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can join for free. Again, we just need to make sure that those that sign up are the ones showing up for the event. But you need to register just to make sure you have a ticket and you get the access code for the day of the event. So it's completely free if you have the headset. It's also free if you join on the 2D version, which, by the way, is a lot of fun. Like, I had my kids playing with me to test a few things out. And it's soon enough, one of my kids was just like, I mean, this is fun, mommy. She was like very excited. So the 2D version, especially if you are a gamer, it's very, very fun to play with. Yeah. And it's free.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So we're going to go to the website again, is churchcommunicatorconference.com. Mm-hmm. And you'll get information on both conferences in particular. Let's just dive into what are, so it's not a nerd out, let's talk about the metaverse or metaverse ministry, et cetera. What is the actual core topic that you're going to talk about, or are there tracks? How's the day working out for you? What's the theme or the net takeaway, or am I supposed to get as a participant?
Yeah. So we will be talking about church communications. This is not a conference on the metaverse or how to do church communications in, you know, through the metaverse. I'm pretty sure some of that will come up in some of the conversations. We do have some VR pastors that will be a part of one of our panels. And so I believe that will be something that will surface, but our goal is to talk about communications, communication channels, strategies, and things like that. One of the biggest challenges is that for those that will be on their devices, taking notes is a little bit different when you're in the metaverse. And so we want to make sure that they can access some big takeaways after. And so there will be some materials available for you, but also we want to make it practical. So get to the point where we can speak about topics that you can attend without the ability to take notes on. So there's several topics that we have already discussed. One of the main ones that keeps coming up is defining your audience, understanding who are the people on the other side of your church. That's one of the main things we want to cover, because that's key. And no matter if you're a metaverse church or if you're, you know, the small church next door. Yeah.
Awesome. You actually, I think, have been very thoughtful from our conversations offline about setting up the agenda, making sure that it's context and environment appropriate, right? And this is, again, even as a church leader, we have to be aware of the environments that we're meeting people in. One of the questions I have is, you know, first of all, it's broken up in two days, right? It's not just one day, there's two different days.
That's correct, And one of the reasons, right, it's because of fatigue. So being in the metaverse requires you to be on a, you know, 3D reality. And so the fatigue that you might get from being with the goggles is real. So we have breaks in real life. So that means we'll gather between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern. There will be some available hangout time after for those that want to stay a little bit longer. And in between, there's a break in real life for lunch where we'll not see each other. We're simply going to allow our eyes to rest and our minds to also absorb what we've been learning. And that allows you that type of break that you need that you normally would not need in an in-person conference. So this is something that we need to account for. It could be, and again, you know, we will help you with things like making sure that your device is always connected to power. Otherwise, you're going to run out of power before the conference is over. Little details.
Yeah, first time for many people, right? I think this was one of the things where our entire culture is starting to see VR pop up in many different places. And this is just one of those use cases that is leading with innovation. This is why we're talking about it here at Church Tech today. What's the one thing, the question I have is, what's the one thing that a staffer or volunteer that wants to go to this conference should be telling their boss, their manager, their leader? What are they, or, you know, what's the real value or benefit that, hey, please let me take some couple of hours off these 2 days. I want to meet with these practitioners in this space for the next 2 days. What would you say to that person that's looking for that type of support?
Right. Well, to start, it's free. So you can join without any cost. The second is what you just mentioned. Like, it's practitioners. These are people that have done what you're struggling with right now. And so it's not the, you know, motivational speaker. It's real practical examples of things that you're probably dealing with at this very moment. Now, the introduction of the metaverse, in my opinion, just allows us to take away that Zoom fatigue and introduce another personal piece that, in my opinion, has great value, which is the ability to communicate with other people in our, you know, the family, the tribe, those that are that like-minded, that have the same issues as I have. Now, the biggest struggle I'm having with this is, like, I don't know if I'll recognize people because we all have avatars and different names in there. And I was just pondering that the other day. I said, I don't even know if they'll recognize me because my name is not my real name. It's my gamer name, you know? So we can build a community where there's a little bit more anonymity. Like, you can go in and not necessarily have to even reveal who you are in real life. Although I'm hoping that we will get to know each other and actually have conversations that will then translate to the real life. So, yeah.
I guess I was just talking with somebody recently about the handles that you use in VR, et cetera. It does feel like the days of AOL and AIM, right? What was your AOL screen name, your AIM screen name, Barbara? Come on.
Oh, good question. I don't remember, actually. I don't remember. We used to do, in my case, it was more Hotmail. So we used to, because I was in a different country when this whole, you know, phenomenon started. I was in Argentina and we had Hotmail, and it was just the username, like my actual email. And that was my name. It was Barbara_Carnero. So it didn't have an actual, you know, display name, at least that I can remember. I don't know. Maybe I'm too old. I did not have those
flashbacks to those days. I think that has been part of many, many people's internet history and legacy, basically. Well, this has been so interesting. I think it would be great if you would be able to check back with us after the event and share with us what you learned, because I think there's a couple different layers from my perspective. One is just from the hosting of an event and a meetup using VR. What did you learn? What was new? What was surprising? What went off really well? I think just hearing about those early wins and things that you've learned in the process, one. Two, I think just what changed in terms of the dynamics of meeting in a virtual space versus in person. I think that's just been amazing. And then three, I think, is just, let's talk more about the technology, because I think we all hear about VR, but I don't know if we actually, so VR is kind of taken off, but it kind of hasn't at the same time, right? Like, how many friends do you know that actually have VR headsets? And so just hearing from you as just a VR user, I think would be very interesting to our tribe as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Glad to. And again, I know it is a learning process for me. I'm doing it more for the learning. So I didn't expect these many people to actually sign up and trust me on this journey. So it's interesting to see, you know, we've been shipping devices, we've been registering people that I don't know. And I'm thinking, wow, this is not just a friend of mine. This is actually a stranger that thought this is a good idea. Let me join. So the learning process is there. I'm excited about that, honestly. So I'm hoping people will have the grace to allow me to make mistakes and take it a step at a time. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, folks. ChurchCommunicatorConference.com. It is the first conference held in VR in the church space that I know of. And Barbara, good luck for you and your team pulling this off and really meeting some new friends across alt space. I think this is just going to be something that is a blessing to the church and hopefully to a blessing to the people that actually come and attend and collaborate with you. If someone wanted to learn more about you and your ministry mm-hmm. and all the other things that you're doing with Accidental, what's the best place or best way to connect with you after today's conversation?
Absolutely. Well, my Facebook group is called the Accidental Church Communicator. So if you search for that, you will find it. And the agency is Word Revolution. So you can just email me at Barbara@wordrevolution.com. It's Word, W-O-R-D. Some people type in world and they end up somewhere else. So
love it. Well, Barbara, thank you so much. I know you're busy doing the prep work and really appreciate the fact that you was able to break away from shipping out some Oculus headsets, etc. We look forward to hearing back from you and good luck in August as well as October.
Thank you very much, Kenny.